Ragnvald took stock of their surroundings.
By rights, we should have pressed on further afore we stopped to rest. Sure, we'll have to step up the pace a bit if and we want to reach the abbey tonight.
Luglug stood upright, signalling to the gowson.
We're ready, if every beast else is. How's the paw now, Miss Maud?
The hare maid went into a fighting stance, shooting off several jabs within a hair's breadth of the shrew's chin.
Right as rain, old lad. Shall we get going, then? Form up again, chaps, and let's see you march off smartly. Yick, come on, up on my shoulders, and see if you can jolly well behave yourself this time. Yick, where's that little terror got to?
Osbill and Catuch searched among the cowsome. The otters checked their own babes to see if Yick was hiding among them. Luglug scratched his head.
That rascal's gone off somewheres. Probably found a spot to hide and sulk, cos I spoke sharp to him. You lot best carry on to Redwall. I'll catch up with you after I've tracked Yick down.
Mordy nodded to Rangville and Barbola.
You're in charge now. Get going. I'll stop back and help Luglug find the little rascal.
Rangvald did not bother arguing.
Oh, you're right there, my darling commander. We can't hang about all day looking for the small villain. Just follow our trail once you've caught Yick. Should you get lost, then keep your eyes peeled for the two-topped oak. It was riven by lightning. You'll recognise it on sight. Right after the oak, you come out of the woodlands. Redwell's straight in front of you then, across a patch of open land. Head for the little south wall gate. We'll be waiting there for you. Good luck now, and give that fiend's tail a scalp for me when you find him.
The main party moved swiftly off, leaving Mordy and Luglug to find the shrew babe. The hare maid's first move was to comb the area where they had rested.
He can't have got too far. A tiny babe like him will probably be lurking under some shrubbery.
The cowsome chieftain was not of the same opinion.
You'd be surprised just how far some of these little uns can go when they've a mind to, miss. Look here.
Away from the tracks where the main party had entered and departed, the ash grove, Luglug pointed out some hard cheese crumbs. Mordy inspected them.
That'll be Yick. He hadn't finished his morning meal. Aye, he's headed off this way. See the tiny paw prints?
The babe's paw marks stood out clearly on a patch of damp soil. They came across yet more evidence, some blades of grass that Yick had knocked awry. Mordy surmised.
Probably swiping at things with the twig he's found.
Luglug stepped up the pace.
"'Tis a pretty straight path he's on. Let's run him down.
No sooner had they started to run than a bellow of pain rent the air from somewhere up ahead.
Yah! Give me that stick, you little murderer!
Other voices chimed in.
It's a shoe, grabby mate.
Come here, you little maggot. Ouch, me eye!
Luglug and Mordy burst through the bushes onto a stream bank, straight into trouble. Yick had come across a half dozen of Grunt and Curdley's brown rats. They had been searching for shrews and logboats along the bankside. Tiring of their task, the vermin lay down in the warm sun, letting it bake their thick mud poultices hard and catching a much-needed nap. Yick had stumbled upon them and decided to attack the foe beasts with his stick. The shrew babe had struck several times before the vermin were goaded into action. To the bold Yick, it was all some kind of game. He scuttled around the big brown rats, jabbing and thrusting with his stick as though it was a gowsome rapier. The rat who had been stuck in the eye by the stick kicked out at his tiny tormentor. He sent Yick headlong into the stream. One of his comrades waded in. Grabbing Yick, he shook him like a rag doll.
Shall we give him to Curdley or eat him ourselves?
Then Mordy and Luglug arrived on the scene. A look of surprise was stamped on the rat's features as the gowsome chieftain's blade pierced his throat. He staggered backward into the stream as Mordy skipped neatly forward, relieving him of the babe. Swinging Yick up onto her shoulders, she spoke sharply to him.
Stay there and hold on tight.
Whirling like lightning, Mad Mordy proved why she was Salamandastron Regimental Boxing Champion. Thud, bang, wallop, smack.